So then Peter told a sad tale and fetched what was left of the engine. Said Father, when he had looked the engine over very carefully. The children held their breaths.
Is there no hope?
Said Peter in a low, unsteady voice.
Hope, rather. Tons of it, said Father cheerfully. But it'll want something besides hope. A bit of brazing, say, or some solder and a new valve. I think we'd better keep it for a rainy day. In other words, I'll give up Saturday afternoon to it, and you shall all help me.
Can girls help to mend engines? Peter asked doubtfully.
Of course they can. Girls are just as clever as boys, and don't you forget it. How would you like to be an engine driver, Phil?
My face would always be dirty, wouldn't it? Said Phyllis in unenthusiastic tones. And I expect I should break something.
I should just love it, said Roberta. Do you think I could when I'm grown up, Daddy? Or even a stoker?
You mean a fireman? Said Daddy, pulling and twisting at the engine. Well, if you still wish it when you're grown up, we'll see about making you a firewoman. I remember when I was a boy.
Just then, there was a knock at the front door.
Who on earth? Said Father. An Englishman's house is his castle, of course, but I do wish they built semi-detached villas with moats and drawbridges.